challenge before us right now is still immense and growing. And although we are not in office yet, I'm just laying out what we expect to do and hope can be done, some of it between now and the time we're sworn in. But so the purpose of this is to let you know what we're going to do once sworn in. And so there's a need for bold action to fight this pandemic. We're still facing a very dark winter. There are now nearly 10 million COVID cases in the United States. Last week, we topped 120,000 new cases on multiple successive days. Infection rates are going up, hospitalizations are going up, deaths are going up. This crisis claimed nearly 1,000 American lives a day, nearly 240,000 deaths so far. Technical projections still indicate we could lose 200,000 more lives in the coming months before a vaccine can be made widely available. So, we can't forego the important work that needs to be done between now and then to get our country through the worst wave yet of this pandemic, to reduce the spread, to save lives. So that's why today, I've named the COVID-19 Transition Advisory Board, comprised of distinguished public health experts, to help our transition team translate the Biden-Harris COVID-19 plan into action, a blueprint that we can put in place as soon as Kamala and I are sworn in to office on January 20th, 2021. And we'll seek to add other members to this board during this important, with very additional important perspectives on public health and expertise throughout the transition. This group will advise on detailed plans built on a bedrock of science and the key compassion, empathy, and care for every American at its core, making rapid testing widely available. Infection rates are going up. Infection rates are going up.
Infection rates are going up.